So you want to get to the bottom of what happened with that tour bus accident on I-490.
Right.
And honestly, so do I.
Yeah.
It's Thursday, November 7th, 2024, and things are still developing.
Yeah.
We've got reports, eyewitness accounts, official statements, the whole nine yards, really.
Yeah.
So let's jump right in.
Okay.
What really gets me is the visual, you know?
Yeah.
The photos from WGRZ showing the bus on its side, like completely overturned.
It really is striking to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just any accident,
Oh,
it's
it's not.
chaos, you know? It immediately tells you this isn't a fender bender.
Right.
We're talking about the possibility of serious injury.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it happened early this morning near Union Street in Chile, which is just outside Rochester.
Okay.
And get this, I-490 shut down
Oh,
completely
what?
both directions.
They don't do that for just any accident.
No, they don't.
No.
That alone tells you how serious this is.
Right.
You've got multiple agencies all over the scene. Monroe County Sheriff's Department, New York State Police, Chile Fire Department.
Wow. So this
Like a
is,
huge response.
yeah, this is a
This
Maybach.
isn't like a one fire truck kind of
Oh,
situation.
absolutely not.
This is a huge coordinated response,
Yeah.
which means they're dealing with a really complex situation,
Right.
not just the accident itself, but think about traffic,
Yeah.
public safety, making sure emergency vehicles can even get there.
Oh, for sure.
It's wild.
Yeah, you've got a the logistics involved. I
Oh,
mean,
wait.
it's like a high pressure ballet.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, each agency having its own role.
And coordinating with each other.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then on top of that, you've got Governor Hochul's statement.
Oh,
She confirms there were multiple passengers on board,
okay.
but no exact number yet. It's that unknown that really gets to you,
So
right?
give the not knowing, yeah.
Yeah, not knowing how many people are hurt, how bad the injuries are. It's like waiting for the other shoe to drop,
It
you
is,
know?
fortunately.
And Governor Hochul, in her statement, she actually says,
Okay.
and I quote, "I join the people of New York in praying for the well-being of all involved in this serious incident, and I'm deeply grateful for the heroic efforts of our first responders."
It's a good reminder
It is
that
a
this isn't just breaking news.
no.
There are real people involved,
Yeah.
real families waiting to hear what's happened.
It's so easy to forget that
It is. It's
when you're
an
just reading the headlines.
absolutely.
Yeah, and the first responders,
Yeah.
they're facing a situation that could be really dangerous,
Right.
unpredictable.
Yeah, their training and expertise are being tested.
In real time,
Yeah, like right now.
it's intense.
For sure.
You've got to wonder what's going through their minds.
Yeah, the adrenaline.
Right. Arriving at a scene like that,
They need to assess the situation so quickly.
knowing lives are on the line.
Yeah, it's an incredibly high pressure situation.
Yeah, it really is.
Sure.
And while we're all waiting to find out more,
Yeah.
the big question is what caused this?
Right.
Was it mechanical failure, driver error?
The road conditions.
It's a bus that size,
Yeah.
flipping over like that.
Something had to go seriously wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And depending on what the investigation finds, this accident could have a ripple effect,
Right.
you know, spark a whole conversation about bus safety regulations, oversight, maybe even lead to changes in how these vehicles are designed
For
or
sure.
operated. Because let's be honest, most of us just,
Yeah.
we take bus travel for granted. We
Absolutely.
assume it's safe. An accident like this
Right.
makes you think about that assumption.
It does. It
Yeah.
really does.
Yeah.
And we can't forget the economic side of things.
Oh, right.
Yeah, if it was a tour bus, there's going to be a ripple effect there.
For sure.
Canceled trips, possibly lost revenue for businesses that rely on tourism.
It's a chain reaction.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. One event that can disrupt so many lives.
Absolutely. And systems.
Yeah, and it affects the community too.
Oh, of course.
Chile, New York is dealing with a major accident right now.
Right.
There's the disruption, of course, but then there's the emotional toll too.
Yeah,
The
absolutely.
anxiety.
You think about the people who live near where it happened,
Oh, yeah.
hearing the sirens, seeing the flashing lights, that's going to stay with them.
It will, and the local businesses,
Right.
especially the ones near the highway,
Yeah.
they're going to feel it too.
For sure.
The road closure alone,
Huge impact.
huge impact on their business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think about regulations, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are they good enough? Do they need to change?
Right.
What can we learn from this
Yeah.
to prevent something like this from happening again?
You're spot on.
Yeah.
This accident could be a case study
Oh, yeah.
for policymakers, safety advocates. They're going to be looking at every driver fatigue.
Yeah, driver fatigue regulations.
Vehicle maintenance.
Vehicle maintenance standards, absolutely.
I was reading an article the other day.
Oh, yeah.
About technology and bus safety.
All right.
Things like, you know, driver assistance systems to help detect if a driver's drowsy.
Drowsiness, yeah.
Lane departures, even automatic emergency braking.
That's right. We're seeing a lot of innovation there.
Yeah.
And some really cool systems being developed to monitor tire pressure, overall vehicle health.
Wow.
In real time.
That could be a game changer.
Absolutely.
Preventing accidents caused by mechanical failures.
Exactly. Yeah.
It feels like things are changing.
Mm.
How we approach bus safety.
It's possible.
This accident might be what finally pushes these technologies and regulations forward.
It could be, but technology alone isn't enough.
Right.
We have to remember the human element.
The driver.
The driver, their training.
Mm-hmm.
Are they prepared to handle these big vehicles? Especially in an emergency.
Especially in an emergency, yeah.
What about the passengers?
Oh, interesting.
You know, do they even know where the emergency exits are?
Right.
How to use the safety equipment?
That's a good point.
We just assume someone else is looking out for us.
Right.
But in an accident like this, personal responsibility matters.
Good job.
You know, being aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah.
Knowing the safety procedures.
It can really make a difference.
It could.
Yeah.
It's almost like we need a public awareness campaign.
I agree.
Something to remind people that bus safety is a shared responsibility.
Education is key.
It is.
And it needs to start early.
Yeah.
Think about school bus safety for kids.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Are we teaching them what to do?
Yeah.
If something unexpected happens?
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
This accident, as awful as it is, could be a wake-up call for all of us.
Absolutely.
You know, safety isn't just about rules and regulations. It's about being prepared.
It's a mindset.
Yeah, a culture of preparedness.
That we all need to work on.
Individually and as a society.
Well said.
Thank you.
And while we're talking about the big picture, we can't forget about the people directly affected by this.
The victims.
The victims, their families.
It's an incredibly tough time for them.
It really is.
The emotional toll of an accident like this.
It can't be understated.
No. And the first responders, too.
Right. They're dealing with all of this firsthand.
We see the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones giving aid in those critical moments.
That's got to take a toll.
The psychological impact. It's something we don't talk about enough.
No, we don't.
We owe them a huge debt of gratitude.
We really do.
Their courage, their compassion.
Running toward danger when everyone else is running away.
Exactly.
And in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
It's important to stick with accurate information.
Right.
Social media, the 24-hour news cycle.
Mm.
Misinformation can spread so quickly.
It really can.
It's easy to get caught up in rumors.
Speculation.
Yeah, speculation.
Yeah.
But you've got to stick with reliable sources.
Absolutely.
Official statements from the authorities.
That's key.
And be mindful of what you share online.
Oh, for sure.
Sharing things that aren't verified
Mm-hmm.
can cause a lot of unnecessary anxiety.
Confusion.
Yeah, confusion. Yeah. Clarity and accuracy.
So important.
Are paramount.
Yeah.
As we wrap up this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about something that's been on my mind.
Okay.
This accident, it's a reminder that life is fragile.
It is.
It makes you think about your own priorities.
Yeah.
Your own sense of preparedness.
You're right.
It is a wake-up call.
It is.
We just go through life assuming tomorrow will be like today.
We do.
But this accident shows us how quickly things can change.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder, you know, what do you do to prepare for the unexpected?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about being scared. It's just about realizing that
things happen.
Things happen. Yeah. Life throws curveballs.
Yeah.
And having some kind of plan, even a simple one, it can make a huge difference.
Do you have like an emergency kit at home?
I do. Yeah.
Do you know basic first aid?
I took a class a while back.
You know, I'm pretty bad at keeping up with that stuff.
It's easy to put it off.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, think about it this way.
Okay.
What if you needed help and no one could get to you?
Right.
What if you had to figure things out on your own for a while?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what preparedness is all about.
It's like hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Exactly.
And it's not just about, you know, having supplies and stuff.
Right.
It's mental, too.
It is. It's about being resilient.
Exactly.
You know, how do you deal with stress?
Yeah.
Who are your support people?
Mm-hmm.
Those connections, those coping skills, they're just as important.
I think this accident in Chile,
yeah,
as terrible as it is,
mm-hmm.
really shows us that we can't just assume we're safe.
No.
Whether it's on a bus or just in our everyday lives,
right.
we can all do things to be safer.
Absolutely. And it's not just about ourselves. It's about looking out for other people. If you see something that seems dangerous, say something.
It might feel weird.
It might, but it could stop an accident from happening.
That's true.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today,
yeah.
I think the takeaway is clear.
Okay.
Knowing the risks,
mm-hmm.
taking steps to prepare,
yeah.
paying attention to what's going on around us.
Right.
These things can help us all deal with the unexpected.
Absolutely.
You know, with more confidence, more resilience.
Well said.
And remember, we can't control everything.
Right.
But we can control how we react.
Exactly.
Stay informed, find good information.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, take care of yourselves and each other.
I agree.